Macmillan Audio presents Step Brother Mine by Opal Carew, read for you by Julia Duval. Part 1. Dana stared at the letter in her hand, all the blood rushing from her face. Her fingers began to tremble, and the paper nearly slipped from her grip. She sank down in the chair. "Hey, what's up?" her roommate Ellie asked as she walked past and slumped on the couch across from her. "You're white as a ghost." Dana glanced up at the slim, tall blonde who shared the small two-bedroom apartment with her. It was a bit dumpy, but it was only a 10-minute walk from the university. "It's from my mom."
"Oh, what does the bitch have to say?"
Dana cringed a bit at the way Ellie referred to her mom, feeling disloyal to her family for not sticking up for her. But at this precise moment, she didn't really feel like defending her mother. And Ellie was only going on the incidents she'd witnessed. Dana sucked in a deep breath. "She says I'm cut off."
"Cut off? You mean she won't be giving you any more money toward your education?"
Dana shook her head. "She thinks it's a waste of money and time for me to go for my master's. She thinks I should go out and get a real job and learn to stand on my own two feet. She won't even co-sign on another student loan," which was wholly unfair. Every time Mom had driven away another man, Dana had been there to pick up the pieces, to get her off the bottle and back on her feet so she could cope with the world again. Dana always had to be the adult, while Mom would wallow in her misery. Dana gazed at Ellie, her chest compressed under the weight of her crushed dreams.
"I don't know what to do," she murmured helplessly.
Ellie pursed her lips.
"I think I have an idea, but promise me you'll keep an open mind, because it's a little bit..."